background noise. Welcome to the Motoring Podcast. Charge Around Britain update number 5. Thank you. Taking my cue from my erstwhile producer. On Friday, the 1st of September, 2017. Hello, I'm Alan.
Hello, I'm Andrew.
Now, Andrew's going to be a bit quiet, not really say too much tonight, because we're kind of doing this on the hoof, and he's behind the steering wheel, and I don't want to end up inside the road. So, just quickly to run through, in the same kind of way as we've done for the last 4 times. Today was Inverness to Glasgow. Now, we're not at Glasgow yet, as you can tell, because we're still in the car. We've just left Fort William, so we've got about 2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours once we finally get to part of the country, which is part of this road with a decent... if we turn to the voice of sat-nav before she interrupts us, with a decent speed limit. But today we have done, goodness me, Inverness to Wick to John O'Groats, and then across the top, past Scrabster to... where do we stop next? To Tongue, along past Durness, down towards Scurry, from Scurry to Ullapool to Drumna Drochet on Loch Ness, and Drumna Drochet down to Fort William, and now we're heading down to Glasgow. We charged up first thing this morning, so that's going to have been 499 miles it was when I looked it up this morning, which is quite, given the roads, anyone who's done the North Coast 500 has been along the top there will realise that 500 miles, including those roads, is a pretty serious day. And I don't know about you, mate, but it's felt like a pretty serious day to me.
You had the wiggliest and most difficult bit.
Yeah, well, it was kind of semi set up that way, really. It was partly because I was driving when we arrived in Inverness at midnight last night, so I let Andrew drive first this morning, I'd done it before, and I'm more used to tiny roads of passing places, perhaps, and maybe I'm a little more aggressive than you are.
Yes.
When it comes to these things.
But I thought it's all gone pretty well. Apart from one charging failure.
No, 2 charging failures. The first charging failure was Helmsdale on the way up.
Yeah, but I didn't think the second one was a major problem for us.
It felt like a problem. The first one we felt was a problem. The second one was... So the first one was Helmsdale on the way up. Just no reception. The thing just wouldn't validate us. Which is crazy, because we'd already used the card an hour and a half beforehand.
Yeah.
And 70 miles down the road. The second one was a kind of sucking through our teeth. We can kind of make it. I hadn't intended skipping 2 chargers on the way, because I'd just used up our entire safety margin. And it got to parity between the number of miles left and the amount of range left at one point.
Yes, it did. That was a little twitchy, that moment. But you ended up with
10 miles range.
10 miles left, 10% battery.
Well, I knew that we had to end up with it. From that point, it had to be a kind of net downhill, because I knew that that stretch ended in Ullapool, which, of course, is by the sea, and that the charger was at the ferry port, so it couldn't really be that much further down from where we were.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. It really reaffirms people going on about the North Coast 500. I mean, we didn't do all of it today. We had to miss out all the stuff around Gairloch and Torridon and all that. So, but it really is fantastic. Fantastic route, and well worth it. So 2 charges. Helmsdale wouldn't validate us. Scurry just kept giving us a CCS error and just being a pain. I mean, we tried it 5 or 6 times before deciding that we would limp gently the rest of the way. But there are others in other out-of-the-way places that worked just fine. I mean, the one in Tongue was a particular highlight, because we went for a nice walk and the views are fantastic.
Yes.
From it. It was lovely. There are actually loads of charges in that north bit. That was the bit that I was most worried about in the whole trip, wasn't it? Because that was the bit that I really was a bit sort of, there's no get-out clause.
But there was options, there was plans. And like, I mean, you just explained there that, that whilst we could afford to skip one charging point, you didn't want to skip two. But the point was that we had many options on the way, which is what we didn't have early on in the week.
Well, there were some other aspects that we didn't have earlier on in the week, and one of those was experience. Because we came to one charger, and it was being a pain. And all of a sudden, when you learn how to manually reset the chargers, and just give them, you know, have you tried turning it off and then on again? And doing that and kicking them through helped. And we'd been having, particularly in Cornwall, where it was the same units, these EVOLT units, we'd been having real problems with getting them to talk to the car.
Yeah.
Just generally. And so we discovered that actually what you did was you ignored the instructions on the machine and what it told you to do. You just plugged the plug in first and then just followed the rest of the instructions and then authorised it. Because otherwise, certainly with this, with the Ioniq here, it seemed to miss off the initial handshake and then it would just sit there like a flipping 6-foot-tall doorstop, being generally useless. Worrying a bit. So, touch wood, we seem to have solved that one. Again, today we haven't needed to pay for any charges.
Nope, not
at
today.
All. No fees today. The last one that we did last night in Elgin, we did have to pay for. It was $3.95 or something. Miserable sod. You have to pay for that and the parking on top of it. But I believe that those are put in place by the by whoever's charger it actually is.
Yeah.
What else have I missed out? I think that's pretty much covered it. So that was today. Really, really not bad. I mean, we've got quite good at it. Oh, and we've changed our driving techniques as well, and that seems to be paying off really nicely. We seem to be getting kind of consistent 120 something to 130 something, and we're really not using much regen, so there's not much town driving. This is mostly sitting between 50 and 60-ish, depending on who's driving.
Yeah.
I tend to be a bit quicker and maybe not as efficient all the time. Although it works out pretty similar, though.
Yeah, no, we're getting about 20 to 25% more now.
Yeah, we are, than we have been for most of the week.
Which meant that we could do this kind of mileage today, otherwise with the failed chargers, we would have been on the back of a wagon taking us to a charging point.
Yeah, and that was my fear. And we weren't meant to do this many miles today. The plan in my head, once I knew where we were going, was that we'd already have stopped. We'd been in Fort William. But it seems to be full. There's many people running up Ben Nevis over the course of the weekend. So Fort William is particularly busy. So well done the planning there, Alan. Just not knowing beforehand just how far we'd be able to go. There's another fine top tip, by the way. Know the vehicle before you set out on an expedition like this. Although, to be honest, if we'd known all these things, it would have been... I'm not going to say it would have been dull, but it wouldn't have been the learning experience it has been.
No, but that was part of the point, was to was to learn exactly what it's like to drive a current EV model now with the current infrastructure, and that's what we have done.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've gone from wet behind the ears to...
seasoned veterans.
I think we're moving on to seasoned veterans, yes. Yes, we could bore the pants off many people. In fact, we are right at the moment.
We have been
doing... Well, people keep asking us the same questions. Why don't they listen to our podcasts? Unbelievable. And it's been great because we've been learning from other people too.
Yep.
People have generally been absolutely lovely.
Plan for tomorrow.
We do have a time limit on us tomorrow. We also have a desire for some sleep. So, yes. We're going to take a lie-in. By lie-in, by the way, we mean we're going to set our alarm for 7 o'clock. We're going to plug up overnight. Hopefully we should be able to car park tonight. Should have type 2 charges in. So we should be able to walk out the hotel, across the road into the multi-story, and have a fully charged vehicle. Plan is Glasgow down towards Erin Prestwick, back out, join the M6-ish, M74 for a bit. We're probably not going to have time to do much of the lakes.
No, I don't think so.
And then we're going to cut off again, back out to the... So we don't have time to go around Barrow and Furness and all that kind of way. I'm really sorry. Well, no, I'm not, because I've been to Barrow and Furness before, and that's as good a way not to be. And yeah, Barrow and Furness and Sellafield and all these things. We did Dounreay today. I think that's just done our share of nuclear power stations.
Yes.
So yeah, and Blackpool, because I've never been to Blackpool, so I want to go to Blackpool tomorrow. I know. People who've been to Blackpool always top and blow, but I just novelty value. Sorry, folks.
No, I mean, when you don't need to go again then.
No. Although we went to Scarborough the other day, and Scarborough seemed really, really nice.
We didn't stop.
We did. We took some pictures.
1 minute.
Yeah. Okay. It still seemed nice. It was nicer than I'd expect Scarborough to be.
We are going.
Yeah.
You will have been.
Yes. And then I will be happy. Yes. The box will have been ticked. And that's the plan for tomorrow. Back to Ormskirk. We'll sum up probably just before we get to Ormskirk, because we might not get a chance when we get there. And so that's when tomorrow, the summary of it all should probably be out on Sunday morning-ish.
Yep. Maybe.
Yeah, Sunday morning-ish. Summary of it all, and then we'll be back to the usual Tuesday night, I think.
Yes. Where
we will probably talk about scrappage schemes, because that's about the only thing that's been mentioned all week. And we'll probably talk a bit more about this as well, I would imagine, as a sort of, here's what we've been thinking after the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's me just putting that to Andrew, by the way. That's more for him than for you.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. It's a fantastic moon here, reflecting off the lock. It's really nice. Before we end up somewhere else, somewhere we don't want to be, really, just a quick moment to say thank you. So, first of all, thanks to Tom and the team at ChargeMaster, Charge Your Car, and Polar. Thanks for the top tips, by the way, on how to deal with the Scottish chargers. If we'd been relying on an app and you hadn't said, make sure you get the card, then
we'd have been scuppered.
Life would have been so much more difficult. It was some great tips from the experts there. We really, really appreciate that and all the other help you've given us as well so far. And also, of course, to Robin, Natasha and the team at Hyundai UK for the loan of the Ioniq. We will talk about the Ioniq. I think we've found there's two things that bug us in that way that people tend to when they've had the car for a little while.
Yep.
I can think of two things. I can mainly think of one, actually. But what a... we're really impressed. We really like the car a lot. If we'd had a rubbish car, this would be complete... this trip would have been complete total misery.
The car could have made this so much harder, and it's actually not. It has been the least hassly bit of all this.
Oh, totally. Absolutely and totally. No, it's been brilliant. Anyway, that's just about rounds up for tonight, I think. So all that remains really is to remind you that you can follow the final day of action such as it is, on all the usual formats. Twitter and Instagram at Motoring Podcast, Facebook.com/Motoring Podcast. Many of you have been. It's brilliant. We're getting so much engagement. If you've got any questions, just fire them to us. We really enjoy that. It gives us something to debate in the car as well.
If you use the hashtag?
If you use the hashtag MPCRB, then that would be great. The reason it's not Charge Around Britain is because that uses up very many characters.
It does.
Yes. Great. That's us, Crean Larrick. There you go. A place that doesn't really exist, everyone. Only it's signposted. Oh, no, we're not at Crean Larrick yet. Ugh. See, it's signposted from everywhere, even where I think is Crean Larrick. I should know better than that. So, until tomorrow, then, I've been Alan Bradley.
I've been Andrew Clues.
And safe motoring.